everybody. Welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. And we are, what's the next one? Part what, CJ?
Eight.
Part eight, yeah. You know, CJ, you kind of fell asleep during our last story. So we got to catch you up a little bit. So last time you guys were really tired, I know. And if you remember, the heroes, so Little Billy, Stella, and Miss Hawthorne got over to the castle across the Emerald Sea, right? The Star Queen is there, and they call her the Star Queen because you can only see her castle because of the star. And we learned something about Miss Hawthorne, right? We learned that Miss Hawthorne is actually the sister of the Star Queen. And Miss Hawthorne actually tried to steal all of the powers from the Star Queen. And we learned that she still has some of her powers because she swirled her hands, remember, and they got red, and then she threw a big giant glowing ball and hit the guy at the entrance into the castle, the knight there. So they go in, and there's this battle that's starting to ensue, and it's mostly talking. And we learn that the heroes, Billy and Stella, learn that these are two sisters that are fighting, and it's probably Miss Hawthorne who is the bad one, and the Star Queen is the good one. And so at the end of our last story, you remember Stella said, I think it was Stella, said to Billy, hey, we got to help the Star Queen. We got to do something. And right at that point, Little Billy, he did the only thing that he knew that he could do. And that is, he took out the green dagger. And he took out the green dagger, and immediately the green dagger started glowing green. Now, they learned that it glowed green when it cut through that forest field, remember? When it was doing magic things, it glows green. So it was doing something magic, and all he was doing is he was holding it, and he turned and pointed it at Miss Hawthorne, and it shot a beam of like little stars out of it, like just a whole beam of little particles that look like stars or were kind of like snowflakes, and it threw Mrs. Hawthorne all the way across the room. And right at that point, the Star Queen, she grabbed her wand, her staff, and she threw it at Miss Hawthorne. And when she threw it, it turned into like a net. And it went across the room, and it surrounded her, it caught Mrs. Hawthorne in this net. And then the net turned into a cage, and Miss Hawthorne was in a cage. And the Star Queen says, sister, I don't want you to be in a cage. I don't want to have to lock you up, but I will keep you in there long enough to where the people here are safe. You can't keep coming after and trying to steal all of the powers in the Star Kingdom. And at that point, Billy and Stella said, Star Queen, can we talk for a minute here? And she said, I suppose we have some explaining to do, don't we? So the Star Queen said, come over here. And they went to another room and they sat down. It was like a library. And there was all these books all over and there was these tables. And they sat down and the Star Queen explained that in the land that they're in, this magical land where all this magical stuff exists, the magic coin, the green dagger, the staff, the pendant, all of this stuff that is magical, and these magical beings get their power from the star that shines down onto the star kingdom. And it's the star kingdom then that gives the power. Like the dagger and all this stuff come from that special island in the middle of the Emerald Sea. And there was a lot of beings that were born on that island, and they were magical beings. And sometimes people were on that island, and the longer that they stayed on that island, they got special powers from being in that star kingdom. So the Star Queen said, you know, I want you guys to know that just because I'm the queen doesn't mean that I am evil. Miss Hawthorne, she thinks that I'm an evil person, and she tells everybody that. But I'm not evil. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody has a fair opportunity. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody has a chance. I try to look out for everybody and care for everybody. And when I was looking out for everybody, Miss Hawthorne thought that she was neglected, and she thought that I didn't care about her. But that wasn't true. I love her. She's my sister. But she thought I didn't care about her, and I cared about everybody else more, and she tried to come and steal all of the powers. And Stella and little Billy said, this is a very interesting story. And then they started telling the Star Queen about the coin, and how that coin had been stolen from little Billy's treasure box, and little Billy ended up in this land trying to find his coin, and his coin was on top of this mountain. And the Star Queen looked at little Billy, and she said, oh, so you're him. And little Billy said, what? She said, you're him. You're the protector. And little Billy says, what do you mean, the protector? And she said, it all makes sense now. There is a great legend that there is one that is a great protector that is going to come with the power of the law, the power of the magic coin. And he's going to protect our land from a great day of trouble and trials. And little Billy said, well, I don't know about that, but I do know that there's some connection between me and the coin. The coin is tugging at me, it's drawing at me. And the queen said, you must go find that coin. You and Stella, she said there's supposed to be one with you that will guide you and protect you on your journey. You are the great protector, but there's one that is going to travel with you and protect you. And this is Stella, and she has a great role to play in the many adventures that you guys are going to have in the days that are coming up. And Stella and little Billy looked at each other, and they looked at each other and kind of shook their head like they had no clue. And the Star Queen said, I want to give you something. And she got up and she walked out of the room, and she came back, and she came back with a necklace. It was probably that they wondered if it was the necklace that Miss Hawthorne was looking for. But it was this necklace, and she said, I want Stella to wear this necklace. And this necklace will do two things. One, it'll always connect you to me. If you need me, Stella just needs to think of me. And then I will come, and I will help you, or I will send people to help you. I'll come in one way or the other. If you need me, I will be there. And she said, the other thing that this necklace does is give you true aim. When you shoot your bow and arrow with this on, this necklace, you will not miss. And Stella looked, and she's like, wow. She's like, I hardly ever miss now the way it is, but this is great. I won't miss. I can shoot a long ways away and won't miss. So she was a little bit skeptical, but she took it. And the Star Queens, they were leaving, and they were going to go back out. And the Star Queen said, "One more thing. I want you guys to know something. I want you to know my name." Do you know what the Star Queen's name was? Her real name? Addison. Addison was her name, the Queen Addison. And Stella said, "Huh, that's pretty cool. I have a sister named Addie." So they decided, they went and they went back to the Emerald Sea, and they got their ride back on the whale, and they rode back to the sea, and they were headed off onto their adventure to go and find the lost coin. The end. So, Miss Hawthorne wasn't exactly good, was she?
No.
She was trying to steal all the powers from the Star Kingdom. But the Star Queen was good, and the Star Queen is actually probably going to help them in their journey, huh? Yeah. This one's part 8, right? Yeah. Okay. So, how many parts do you think there's going to be in this series? All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for the fun day these boys had playing at their cousin's house. And we pray that you would just help them to have a really good night's sleep tonight, and help us to have a good day at church tomorrow. And all of those activities, I pray that these boys would grow up to be big and strong and to love you with all of their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.